Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 23, verses 13 through 23. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the 11th chapter. While Jesus was speaking, a Pharisee asked him to dine with him, so he went in and reclined at table. The Pharisee was astonished to see that Jesus did not first wash before dinner. And the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees cleanse the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You fools! Did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But give as alms those things that are within, and behold, everything is clean for you. But woe to you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and every herb and neglect justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the best seat in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplace. Woe to you, for you are like unmarked graves, and people walk over you without knowing it." One of the lawyers answered him, "Teacher, in saying these things you insult us also." And he said, "Woe to you lawyers also, for you load people with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets whom your fathers killed. So you are witnesses, and you consent to the deeds of your fathers, for they killed them, but you build their tombs. Therefore, also the wisdom of God said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill and persecute, so that the blood of all the prophets shed from the foundation of the world may be charged against this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, it will be required of this generation. Woe to you, lawyers, for you've taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourselves, and you hindered those who were entering.' He went away from there. The scribes and the Pharisees began to press him hard and to provoke him to speak about many things, lying in wait for him to catch him in something he might say." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Who is really the guest of whom today? Luke does not say that Jesus replied to that Pharisee. He says, "The Lord answered him." The Lord of Sabaoth, and the Lord of the Sabbath, and the Lord of the law, the Lord of hands, the Lord of Pharisees. That's the one who's sitting at table here. And that's why Jesus gets to be so angry today. "Now you Pharisees, you fools, you hypocrites, woe to you." What kind of words are these for a guest? And much less, what kind of words are these for the Good Shepherd? Is this the kind of example that Christ, our example, ought to be giving? That we should follow? Again, this is the week of false and true prophets. So maybe this is how a preacher and a pastor ought to speak, that we should be telling people, "Whoa," a little more often. Now, what pastor, after all, hasn't heard about some of the sheep out there that have teeth? We should be rebuking our congregations and their Pharisees too. We should be praying that we can keep our boldness like this whenever they invite us over to wine and to dine. I mean, must we not contend with self-impressed people and demanding members who challenge our conduct and our pastoral authority? Of course we know this. These are among the same troubles that we once gave our pastors. When Jesus lays down the law here, when he starts railing Pharisees, it is always best, dear saints, to see ourselves in their seats, not in Jesus's first. His accusations fit us also. We want the best seats in our synod. And even if we hadn't had the chance to seek those seats publicly yet, we have still imagined ourselves giving the speeches. We have done the doctrine and we've done the practice while neglecting the justice, the mercy, the holy living. Thanks be to God, this is not news to us. The Lord saw fit to tell us this yesterday. And what separates a Christian from a hypocrite isn't that we have sins and they don't, but it is that we repent of our sins. This is what baptism has brought us into, a whole life of repentance. And that's why also we seek to imitate Jesus, maybe even in this. But we are still tempted to transform into Christ as our Christian example into, I am just like Jesus. Jesus is just like me. He would understand everything that I am going through and see it from my perspective. Against this, the Gloria in Excelsis that we sing every Sunday, which once only bishops and pastors were allowed to sing, actually, it reminds us of this. It says, Thou only art holy. Thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ. We imagine that we could give Pharisees what for just as well as Jesus. We imagine that we, every bit as perfectly as he, can tease out the good kernel of divine indignation from the sinful husk of man's anger. And we pretend, Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. This is what we are to learn and to remember in our anger, and to lament to him, and not to seek it out ourselves. Repent. Who are we? Who are we? We are the guests. He is the Lord. But now I want you to witness to our Lord's woe saying, not with your Pharisaical ears, which are always inclined to see the law as well kept and the tithe as well given, but I want you to hear these indignant woes. I want you to hear in them the source of your Lord Jesus Christ's anger and indignation. Because the source of it is his compassion and his love for sinners. Not just his love for justice, but his love for pastors and all of his saints. Woe to you, Pharisees! You are like unmarked graves, and people walk over them without knowing it. Dead bodies makes a Jew unclean. But dead and rotten teachers, disguised like Pharisees are, lead Christ's beloved sheep into the mouths of the wolves. They corrupt them with their teaching, and so subtly they hold forth the outward keeping of the law and holy appearances, which is good, as salvation. They pretend that temporal comforts, rains, which fall on saint and heathen alike, that they are the achievements of God's blessing. In short, these teachers abuse what is good. They abuse God's holy law and his gifts, and they make them as if they were the key to God's favor and eternal life. And this is what awakens our Lord Jesus' vengeance, what causes him to become angry. His saints are precious to him, and he will curse those who cause them to stumble and fall. It would be better for such a Pharisee if he were thrown into the sea. I think we just heard this. It's almost comical at first how the lawyers then squeak up in protest when they see that they too are indicted, and Jesus then bellows like a seminary professor, and another thing I can't stand about you. Yeah, but for Jesus it is no laughing matter, because he has given his prophets and his apostles and his shepherds to tend his flock with a rod and with a staff, with pasture and with pure water. But these lawyers not only aided and abetted the murder of true preachers, but they made the aftermath worse than the deed. Not only did they refuse to enter into salvation and the kingdom prepared for them through Christ, the door, but by mishandling the word of God's truth, by obscuring the promises of Jesus Christ, and by overloading the saints then with thickly veiled curses of the law. They had taken away that key of knowledge. Refusing to hear Jesus and believe him themselves, then they also robbed their sheep of that Lord, and they hindered those who were entering. Jesus does not sit idly by for such treachery, because he has compassion on his sheep who are without proper shepherds. Pastors who are easily angered, you should not only quake with holy fear to hear our Lord's woes. You should hear also how furious Jesus is with those who kill the prophets and the apostles and the pastors that he sends. That means that your suffering, that means that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. He says, precious in his sight is the death of his saints. And will he not avenge the blood of Abel? Will he not avenge the blood of Zechariah and therefore of you also? Vengeance is his. Let it be. He will demand the blood of all those who threaten and who harm his servants and you, his precious lambs, all ye his saints. Notice also, though, whose blood the Lord will not avenge. Only his own. He's not concerned about his own life, except that he may lay it down for his friends. And that is you. If lawyers are fashioning beautiful but kind of ironic monuments for the prophets, what are they sharpening and fashioning for Jesus but nails and spears? After this righteous tirade, they press and they provoke him, it says, lying in wait to ensnare him. You know where the story goes. The lawyers of the earth set themselves, and the Pharisees take counsel together against the Lord and against his Christ. He speaks woe to them, but he does it for your sake. But before his own shearers, there Jesus is silent when it comes to defending himself. He willingly bears the mockery and the wounds and the lies from sinners for sinners. On the cross, he cries not for vengeance and woe, but for mercy and forgiveness. His death is not for some, but it is for all. It is for sinners. It is for angry pastors. It is just as certainly for Pharisees and lawyers too. He bears that curse for the cursed. He bears that woe for the woe betided. His sharp rebuke to the Pharisees and even to us now is not a rebuke unto death, but it is meant to be unto repentance and then unto life. His death and his resurrection is the key to the banquet hall. And his last word then to us is not woe, but it is welcome. Because this is the Lord who always and again welcomes us as his guests. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.